A soldier went home today. Along the roads and paths of Forward Operating Base Salerno, men and women stood at attention as his comrades wheeled him toward a waiting plane, a slight figure on a stretcher, shrouded with an American flag. Earlier in the day, insurgents firing rifles and rocket-propelled grenades ambushed a Georgia National Guard convoy near the host village of Samawat. First Sergeant John D. Blair, 42, was the turret gunner of his MRAP. Born in Kentucky, Sergeant Blair had arrived in Host only 2 weeks earlier. Before deploying to Afghanistan, Sergeant Blair served as a deputy sheriff. As Sergeant Blair returned fire with his machine gun, a rocket-propelled grenade exploded in the turret. The plane slowly taxied past rows of soldiers and civilians standing at attention in the Central Asian sun. No music, no speeches, just humans expressing their regret and loss. A brisk wind from the high mountains of Afghanistan blew a tumbleweed across the gravel runway. The mullahs called a prayer drifted from a nearby village. As the plane roared into the sky, the soldiers saluted. The civilians placed their hands on their hearts. The Indiana Agribusiness Development Team was somber when they returned. "You never know," Sergeant Major Robert Glidden said. "We were down that road 2 weeks ago. You were down that road. 1 minute it's okay, and then..." As we learn about the ADT and its mission, discuss the challenges, and weigh the results, it's important to remember this. This is war, and it exacts its age-old price. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing in Host Province, Afghanistan.